Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Shiny Things, Mothering on Purpose in a World of Distractions, by Amanda Bacon and Anne Renee Gumley. Narrated by Sarah Zimmerman. Introduction. Amanda and Anne Renee. The rising sun's rays crept around the edges of the curtains much earlier than she preferred. At least the sun is shining, she thought. The recent string of gray days had left her feeling a bit down. For some reason, she couldn't shake the cloud of dissatisfaction that seemed to be hanging over her head. Trying to pinpoint the exact source of her angst, she started making a mental list of the items that brought her life throughout the day and those that were bringing her low. It didn't take long. A lot of activities brought her life. She loved her kids and spending quality time pouring into them. She adored those moments when she really engaged with her whole self. She loved God with everything in her, and having creative outlets, a job, volunteer work, and relationships that fed her soul. She also enjoyed the ability to be in constant contact with the world through her phone, and she spent a good amount of time with her computer. Being on her laptop made her feel like she was accomplishing something, even if she was just reading an article. These things gave her life, but she often felt conflicted about how she spent her time. What and whom should get the best of her? Why did it seem more enticing to choose lesser things over lasting things? And what qualified as lesser? She continued to ponder these early morning thoughts as she swung her feet to the floor and then quietly padded to the kitchen. A glorious whiff of fresh coffee greeted her senses, and she was thankful she'd programmed the coffee maker to do its thing the night before. Maybe it wasn't the best idea to stay up late watching another episode of that TV show everyone was talking about. Pouring a generous amount of coffee into her favorite floral mug, she breathed in its caffeinated goodness. It took all her willpower to ignore the new magazine beckoning her from the end of the kitchen counter. She walked past it resolutely, promising herself that she wouldn't peek until she'd spent at least a few minutes in the Word. The house was miraculously quiet as she ambled toward the living room. She couldn't believe the kids hadn't come looking for her yet. Her favorite chair waited for her by the window, and she sank into its cushion, holding her steaming cup of courage. She reached for her Bible and let out a deep breath, the one she'd been holding all week, it seemed. Moments after settling into her reading, she heard a ding from her phone. She wondered if it was an important ding, or just an ordinary ding. Then she heard a louder noise that sounded like it was coming from a human, but she wasn't sure. Maybe it was just the cat, or so she hoped.